go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Christopher Kangombe slams 10-year delay in tabling tobacco control bill. Congolese national arrested in Kaputa for unlawful stay and drug theft. And cardinals from across the world gather in the Vatican to elect new pope. Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, the 7th of May, 2025. To present the news at 12 hours, my name is Peter Zulu. And other news in detail. Kamfinsa Member of Parliament Christopher Kangombe has expressed concern over the country's continued delay in enacting the long-awaited tobacco control bill, a piece of legislation designed to safeguard public health and reduce tobacco-related harm. In a statement, Mr. Kangombe has described the delay as unacceptable, especially given that the bill has been prepared and finalized for over a decade following a broad and inclusive consultative process. He has noted that despite its readiness, the bill is yet to be tabled before Parliament. Mr. Kangombe has called on government to bring the bill to Parliament without further delay and to make the document publicly available. Meanwhile, Tobacco Harm Reduction Zambia has noted that safer alternatives can provide a route to healthier future for Zambians. THR Zambia spokesperson Rebecca Mwembuyu has pointed out that as in much of the world, Zambians are familiar with the appeal of lifestyle choices that might present health risks. A coalition of civil society organizations and political parties has resolved to begin training and empowering aspiring young women and persons with disabilities in political campaign skills, with the goal of enhancing their participation in governance and leadership roles. The initiative was unveiled during a stakeholders meeting convened by the Non-Governmental Organization Coordinating Council, bringing together representatives from various political parties and advocacy groups to strategize on promoting inclusive political participation. Speaking on behalf of the consortium, Zambia Center for Intra-Party Dialogue board member Stella Becker has highlighted the ongoing underrepresentation of women, youth, and persons with disabilities in Zambian politics. She has attributed this to disparity, to financial barriers, and the persistent threat of political violence. Ms. Becker has underscored the urgent need for political parties to craft manifestos that prioritize gender equality and the inclusion of marginalized groups in both party structures and candidate nominations.
We call ourselves to action with particular focus on the following thematic areas: capacity enhancement, identify and train women, persons with disabilities and youth, aspiring candidates in campaign skills and fundraising, encourage all women, persons with disabilities and youth, aspiring candidates without grade 12 certificates to register for general certificate of education, end political violence, legal and policy environment and justice. The government should explore the enactment of a political party law as an avenue to increase representation of women, persons with disabilities, and youth at local government and parliamentary level.
The Kaputa Immigration Office has detained a 39-year-old Congolese national identified as Ilunga Tambwe for a lawful stay in Zambia and suspected involvement in drug theft. According to Department of Immigration Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Shinka, Mr. Tambwe was apprehended on the night of April 30th, 2025, at his residence in Chashele Village during a joint operation conducted by immigration officers and other security agencies following a tip-off from a concerned member of the public. He said a subsequent search of his residence led to the discovery of assorted drugs believed to have been stolen from Kaputa Hospital, hidden in 20-liter plastic containers. Mr. Shinka has further revealed that 5 Zambians were also picked up in connection with a suspected drug theft. He said the suspects include a clinical officer, a nurse, a registry clerk, a general worker, all based at Kaputa Hospital and Kapinsa.
The Kapute Immigration Office has detained a 39-year-old Congolese national, Ilunga Tambwe, for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer upon entry into Zambia and a lawful stay. Tambwe was apprehended late on 30th April 2025 at his residence in Chashele village during a joint operation by immigration and other security agencies following a tip-off from a concerned member of the public. A subsequent search of his house led to the discovery of assorted drugs believed to have been stolen from Kaputa Hospital, hidden in 20-liter plastic containers. The joint team later picked five Zambians in connection with the suspected drug theft. These include a clinical officer, a nurse, a registry clerk, and a general worker all based at Kaputa Hospital, as well as a carpenter.
The Zambia Compulsory Standards Agency and the Department of Quality Assurance and Trade Measures under the Ministry of Industry and Commerce of Zimbabwe have called for enhanced collaboration with each other to support trade between the two countries. ZCSA Executive Director Gerald Chizinga said the two institutions must work together at institutional level to assist producers and traders, among others, to increase compliance with mandatory standards in a quest to enhance access to markets and product safety in the two countries. Mr. Chizinga said Zambia and Zimbabwe are sister countries, hence the ties must be strong even at institutional level. He was speaking in Osaka yesterday when a delegation from the Department of Quality Assurance and Trade Measures under the Ministry of Industry and Commerce of Zimbabwe conducted a benchmarking visit at ZCSA head office to appreciate the implementation of compulsory standards as provided for under the Compulsory Standards Act.
Meetings like these are very important because they provide us with a platform for sharing ideas and also a platform for us to learn from each other on what is happening. And once we learn and implement those best practices, they will eventually benefit our people. The cooperation between Zambia and Zimbabwe is very strong. So even at institutional level, we need to continuously cooperate for us to support the policy objectives of government.
Speaking at the same meeting, delegation leader from the Department of Quality Assurance and Trade Measures, Rihanna Chibanda, said the enforcement of mandatory standards is key in ensuring the imported and locally manufactured products are safe.
The compulsory specification is one of the most important things that should be coming out of the quality policy. And also to say that we are having a big problem of counterfeiting substandard products, but we don't have an agent like this one. The issue here is what can we do to mitigate the importation of substandard, reparation of counterfeit products, be it imported or local manufacturing.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
In business news, the Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has suspended Supersoft Point General Dealers Limited from participating in public procurement for a period of 1 year after the company was found to have submitted a forged National Pension Scheme Authority compliance certificate. ZPPA Principal Public Relations Officer Initu Mushambatwa said the suspension took effect on 24th April 2025. Ms. Mushambatwa has explained that the decision follows an investigation prompted by a report from NAPSA, which revealed that the company had submitted a non-genuine compliance certificate during a tender for the supply and delivery of staff uniforms under a three-year framework agreement. She said ZPPA invoked Section 95 of the Public Procurement Act and Regulation 23(1)(b) of the Public Procurement Regulation 2022 to conduct the investigation. Ms. Mushambatwa said it was established that the document submitted by Supersoft Point General Dealers was inconsistent with NAPSA's official records.
ZPPA instituted investigations pursuant to Section 95 of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020 and Regulation 23, Subsection 1 and B of the Public Procurement Regulation 2022, following a report from NAPSA over the submission of a NAPSA compliance certificate that was not genuine in a tender for the supply and delivery of staff uniforms on a